You would normally expect the outsider to win in a contest like that. You'd normally expect the insurgent, the leader of the opposition, to have the easier ride because he could say, over the last 5 years, this has gone wrong and that's gone wrong, vote for me. Actually, it was the Prime Minister defending the government's record who won, and that was the real turn-up for the books.
When he was asked, Mr. Gove, would he cut child benefit and tax credits, interestingly, he answered this, I don't want to do that. So he might not want to do it. I don't want to do lots of things, but I have to do them. Is he going to cut them?
No, we don't have any plans to. I mean, over the next 2 years, child benefit...
Ah, we don't have any plans, so it is possible.
Well, it's not our policy. And also, I should stress, that over the next 2 years, actually, what our policy is to freeze child benefit and other working age benefits. But also, let's take a step back. This country spends about £200 billion on its welfare budget, and we propose to cut just £12 billion of that. We've already cut £21 billion in the last Parliament, so it is possible to do. And one of the ways in which we'll do that is getting more people back into work. Over the course of the last 5 years, we've created 2 million jobs. We can do that again if we stick with the economic policies that David has been implementing. And if we do that and more people are in work, then our welfare budget will fall and our economy will grow.
Isn't there something, Mr. Gove, a little bit worrying that a man in the position of David Cameron as Prime Minister of this great country chooses to keep with him at all times a note that he got 5 years ago via David Laws about the amount of money in the till?
I think it's one of the most important documents in this country's history since Magna Carta. Because it's a rare occasion where a Labour politician tells the truth. And as a result, not only does it deserve to be remembered, it should be flourished on every occasion. Because Labour, over the course of the last 5 years, have opposed every decision that we've taken, even though they know that there was no money left. I mean, Labour's basic line during this whole election is, we created a mess and you haven't cleared it up quickly enough. Well, we need to remind people at every turn that we cannot have Labour back in charge. And indeed, the audience last night, when they were questioning Ed Miliband, were frankly incredulous when he said that Labour didn't spend enough money. And they were also astonished at his audacity in saying that he would want to put Ed Balls back in government.
And so lastly, every moment of every day, unless of course he's in his swimming trunks, every minute of every day, Mr. Cameron can reach out and grab that note, can he?
Well, I think that every moment of every day between now and the election, we should all reflect on the terrible, terrible mess.
No. Where is it? Where is it? Is it literally in his inside breast pockets? What happens if his suits get sent to the cleaners?
Well, I think it's Ed Miliband who's going to be sent to the cleaners. He certainly was last night. But that note, I'm sure it will be there in the wallet along with a picture of Samantha.